Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In the presidential race, has Hillary Clinton found an issue to use against her rival, Bernie Sanders? Gun control. In New Hampshire, for a campaign event yesterday, Clinton outlined proposals, some old, some new, which she says are tragically necessary in the wake of the Oregon shootings that left 10 people dead last week. As WBUR's Fred Bever reports, some of her ideas highlight a contrast with Sanders, the left-leaning Vermont U.S. senator who's ahead of her in the New Hampshire polls, but whose gun control record appears to be at least somewhat to Clinton's right.
In a morning appearance at Manchester Community College, Clinton quickly focused on the Oregon killings.
And when this happens, people are quick to say that they offer their thoughts and prayers. That's not enough. How many people have to die before we actually act?
Clinton proposed several actions she acknowledged are not new, but in a detailed policy proposal issued yesterday morning, she also said that as president, she would take administrative action to close loopholes that allow many guns to be sold online or at shows without a federal background check. And she says she would try to repeal a law that bars lawsuits against gun makers for negligently enabling gun violence.
So far as I know, the gun industry and gun sellers are the only business in America that is totally free of liability for their behavior. Nobody else is given that immunity. And I mean, that just illustrates the extremism that has taken over this debate.
By calling for repeal, Clinton appears to be opening a new front in her primary battle with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. When it was passed in Congress in 2005, then-Senator Clinton voted against it. Then-Congressman Sanders voted for it. Sanders, whose candidacy has fired up the Democratic Party's left wing, has been forced onto defense over that vote. Here he is in a CNN interview this summer.
If somebody has a gun and it falls into the hands of a murderer and that murderer kills somebody with the gun, do you hold the gun manufacturer responsible? Not any more than you would hold a hammer company responsible if somebody beats somebody over the head with a hammer. That is not what a lawsuit should be about.
Gun rights are valued in Vermont. Even former Governor Howard Dean once earned the National Rifle Association's endorsement. So it may not be surprising that Sanders' gun control record is varied. He voted against the Brady gun control bill and in favor of allowing weapons to be carried on Amtrak trains. On the other side, he's voted for instant background checks and a broad ban on assault weapons. In a statement issued late yesterday, Sanders did not respond directly to Clinton's new proposals. He says he is assembling a comprehensive plan to address gun violence. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.